Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast, and it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with an episode. Bet you didn't see this one coming. I told you I was going to try to do back to back to back, but for today's episode, I'm not going to have a special guest. It's just going to be me, and I'm going to be discussing a movie that you may or may not be into. I'm going to leave it at that. Before I say anything else, today's episode is going to be on Gaia. So, as previously stated, today's episode is going to be on a film called Gaia. It came out in 2021. It is currently streaming on Hulu. I believe that this is a South African film. And I mention this because it's like about 60% of the time, like you have to read subtitles because it's not in English. So, and I guess I think I'm being a little generous by saying 60% of the time, but you know, it's still something that you can watch if you don't care for subtitles. You can still like get through it if you don't like subtitles. I don't mind them, so you know, I'm just gonna stick through it. But in any case, so this is a horror slash drama film. However, I have seen it being described as an ecological horror thriller film. Yeah. So, and when you watch it, I guess you could see why they would say ecological. So, yeah, heads up there. But it's about like an hour and 30 minutes long. So let me just tell you the premise of it before I tell you my opinion, because I don't want to spoil it for you all. I don't want to like spoil like your potentially getting into this film, because I wasn't really too into it. But it honestly starts out pretty exciting. So first off, you have these two people, a man and a woman. They are, I guess, park rangers somewhere, or forest rangers or whatever, in South Africa. They're on a boat in the middle of the water doing their usual route, I believe. The female, she has a drone that she uses. I guess they use it for work. They somehow lost track of the drone. It ended up going into one of the forests. As they're like going by on the boat, ends up going into one of the forests or whatever. And I believe she says something like, "We can't leave our trash there," you know. So in the spirit of non-pollution and, you know, the world, they go and try to find this drone in the forest. So I guess they split up when they try to find this drone. And this is when, like I said, it immediately starts getting interesting. It gets like exciting because the woman ends up stepping on a trap, basically like the spike on the ground, and she like the wood goes right through her foot. So there's a little bit of gore like already on the front, but like it's like in regards to blood, they could do a little better with the gore. But in any case, she is injured already at like the front of the movie. The guy is having a little worse of a time because he somehow bumps into this creature, which is basically the premise of the film. He bumps into this creature that's like this weird, like spory, like pollution looking creature. It looks like the epitome of pollution or something like that, you know? I mean, I don't even think it's supposed to be about pollution. I think it's supposed to be very much about like it being a very nature thing, like a creature, I think, that was here before time or something like that. But there's a few of these things that are like walking around in general. But at this point, the man bumps into one and he's trying to get away. And yeah, you can guess what happens there. But going back to the female, she is currently injured. She ends up bumping into these two survivalists who like are basically, you know, just surviving in the woods. You know, like they have their own little flow. It's a man and his son. And the son's like about like, he looks like a teenager to me, but sometimes they be over sexualizing this. So I'm like, maybe he's an adult, like kind of like a young adult, because they're kind of sexualizing this too much. Like the female is like in her 30s or something like that. And so like the teenager, the son has like a little crush on her, you know, because I think that with him and his father, he hasn't seen any other humans like that. It's just been him and his father, because his father took them out into these woods and they're here surviving off of nature. So when he sees this woman, like while she's sleeping, he looks at her in like a certain way or whatever. He's like, he's eyeing her because, he's seeing this female and like, his hormones are going all crazy. So in any case, she bumps into these two survivalists. They're a bit strange because, they live in the wilderness all by themselves. So, the social thing is not really there for them. So, they help her though because it was one of their traps. We don't really know exactly why they have a trap there, but it's one of their traps. So they kind of help her out, like, while she's like laying down or whatever, sleeping, he kind of puts this like mud stuff on her foot, like on the hole in her foot. So, it heals or whatever. And so they're kind of taking care of her, but she's a little creeped out by them still because they're like very strange to her because, they dress themselves up in mud and like go out and like do nature stuff. Even though she's like a ranger and stuff like that, but this is a completely different game for her. But yeah, so I don't want to spoil too much. I don't want to say too much. I'm just going to say the basics because I don't want to spoil anything in case you do want to watch this. However, she does her the park ranger, the guy, I guess that's her boss actually. She gets a message or like she gets like a little ring on her like what to call it, the radio. Like she tries to call out to him and he responds saying something ominous. He's like, "Hello?" He was like, "You there?" or something like that. It's kind of ominous. And so she's like, "Oh my God, he's there." So she tells the survivalist man and he's like, "Okay, we'll go look for him tomorrow." And it's like, "Okay, really? That's really late." I mean, it's like in the daytime right now. So it's like, I'm like, I don't see why you wouldn't want to go look for him now, but whatever. We already know that these two survivalist people are kind of a little weird. So we end up finding out that they have this sort of cultish relation to these woods. Apparently, the father believes that there is a god in the woods, and he kind of shows a little proof of it when he undoes her bandage on her foot, and her foot is completely healed. Like, not complete. I mean, it's healed. Like, there's like a little bump on it where the hole used to be. It's like her foot like completely formed, and like it's there's no hole there anymore. It's like basically healed. So, that's like, she doesn't really believe it, obviously. The boy she keeps saying he's like really smart. He should be seeing the world and everything like that. And the boy's just kind of going along, going with the flow, because that's all he really knows. Like that's his dad. And we find out that like the father and the son are in these woods because apparently he had a wife, which is the son's mother, and the wife had bone cancer. And so they went into this cabin in the woods where they are currently in, and that was apparently where they had their honeymoon. I think that he was like a scientist and she was something else or whatever. In any case, science. So they go back to where their honeymoon was, what was in the cabin, and like they take their son there or whatever, and then she dies there. Like, he says that this is where she wanted to die. So that's why they're kind of just staying there. And we eventually find out, along with their cultish ideals and the fact that he believes in this god in the woods, that he does not like society. He thinks that all the people in society are trash and that like they only care about sex and taking, taking, taking and like decaying, decaying, decaying and everything like that. Like, it's just about death. Like, he's like, they're gonna die anyway. He thinks everybody in the real world's going to die. And eventually I think he's really, really like into this god. Like, I think that he gives sacrifices to this god. And so eventually, this woman, the park ranger, she is just like trying to get this son to like see, like, the world. She wants to get him to see reality. We get really creeped out when like she shows him her phone and she shows him pictures or whatever. And then the father sees and he like gets so irate and so mad and he just slams the phone on the ground. And it's like, dang, okay. Okay. So it's like that's how we know he's like really like there's something weird, something wrong going on. Like I already mentioned, the little boy, I mean the teenager, he likes the woman. So he's kind of trying to have her back, he's kind of like giving her little like heads up and everything like that. Like for instance, I don't think he really trusts his father. So the woman has this plan like later in the movie where she's like trying to kind of sweet talk the man and like be like, "Oh, your son's smart, not as smart as you," and like trying to get him to encourage him to like talk about his beliefs. And apparently he has this manifesto that he wrote. And like so basically like it's really like something, this is kind of going towards the crazier side, but everybody has their own beliefs. But in any case, yeah, so she sweet talks them and she gets him to talk about his beliefs and everything like that. And so she's like, "Show me." Like, you know, seeing is believing. Show me. She wants him to show her. So he has this like powder that I guess it's like it gives like them visions. It's like he like blows it in her face. So he like blew this powder in her face and then she just kind of like blacked out and had this deep, deep dream. He's like, whoop, whoop. Sorry about that. My audio cut out for some reason. So let me just record this last little half. But where did I leave off? Yeah, she had a deep dream. So she had this vision. And when she woke up, he's like, what happened? What did she tell you? AKA his God. And she was just like, oh, I guess, you know, she kind of kept it to herself. She kept it ominous. But I suppose in this vision, I didn't really understand it. It was a little confusing. Saw a lot of, you know, naked bodies, you know, so I'm like, I feel like that it was just supposed to be about that, but you know, whatever. But I guess like she had like warnings about the father through the dream, and immediately she tells the little boy, she tells the son, we gotta get out of here, we gotta leave. And so like she tries to leave early that morning with the boy, and then they bump into his father in the middle of the woods. And obviously he doesn't like it. And he knows that the boy is trying to leave. And he's like, tries to convince him. He's like, hey, if you leave, like your mom died for nothing. If you leave, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know. And the boy either decides to stay or decides to leave. But I am not going to tell you anything further or anything more because I don't want to let you know anything else about these characters or if they're bad or good or anything like that. I want you to figure that out for yourself if you do decide you want to watch this. Now, let me tell you about how everything played out in this film in regards to like the setting and the clothing and everything like that. So the actors did a good job. You know, the actors did a pretty good job. You know, they did the best they could with the writing. I really wasn't into it. Like, I really didn't really like this movie. Like, the outfits were good. I mean, it really showed you like the setting of the world or whatever, like, you know, they're obviously survivalists, you know, eventually, like, you know, with the whole, with people, because, oh, I didn't even mention that, like, when people, these little spores, like, these little creatures or whatever, it's contagious, you know, and it can, like, lead to, like, you becoming this weird creature thing. So with that being said, they did have like some costuming that was pretty good. Like they did good with the effects and they did good with the costuming and like when people were turning into flowers and spores and everything like that. So they did a good job with like the setting of it. Like you definitely know the tone of the whole thing, but it just really felt like they were trying to be really, really deep. Like, and it just really wasn't doing much, you know? Like, it was all about, like, this father. He had, like, these beliefs about society and everything like that. And it felt like they were trying to make a point. But it really just didn't really, like, it landed. It just wasn't really, like, okay, you know? It was just, like, it really just felt like it was trying really hard to just be something else that it wasn't. Like, I really wish that they would have just stuck with it being a horror film. You know, that's why I'm, like, and when you see it's the genre, it says it's a horror slash drama. Or it's an ecological horror thriller. Okay, can we, like, drop off the drama and the ecological and just leave it with the horror? Maybe add a little slasher in there because this was just a little boring for me. I'm sorry. It was just a little boring. There is a death. I'm not going to tell you who, but I think it's pretty obvious, especially if you had listened to the beginning of this. But I'm not going to say anything. But, yeah, it was an okay movie. The actors did a good job. It was just, you know, it was all right. It was okay. Like, I didn't really, like, you know, it seemed like there was, like, deeper meaning, there was more meaning, but I really didn't catch on to it, like, you know, and I really didn't care that much to even look it up or to see, like, the meaning behind it. I mean, because I'm like, is there really a meaning? Because I'm like, is this really, like, it? Like, so I'm like, it's just, it really just didn't do much. Like, I feel like there must, you know what? It feels like there should be more. It feels like there's a meaning that I'm missing. It feels like I'm missing something else, like a big point, you know, because I just feel like this film didn't have much of any meat inside of it, you know? It didn't have, like, much depth, you know? Like, the storyline was okay, but, like, in regards to the climax and everything like that, I kind of just missed it. You know, where it has, like, the beginning, the middle, and the end, and you have, like, the climatic part. Like, it wasn't really that climatic. Like, there wasn't really a part where you're like, oh, my God, this is really intense or really insane, you know? There are these creatures out there. They're a little bit creepy, but it really wasn't that scary. But you can watch it yourself and see how you feel. So, like, it's not going to be any slasher. It's not going to be any really jump scares like that. It's more of, like, a creature film, if anything else. I don't even know why they say it's horror. I mean, it's a little bit of horror because it gives you a little bit of the vibe of, what was that old film that they did a remake on? That film where it's, like, about those animals, not animals, those plants, and they, like, get into people, and, like, the people end up being plants or whatever. It's kind of like that. It's, like, that kind of typical story, sort of like that. But it really, yeah, it really didn't do that much for me. But I'm glad I watched this to let you guys know whether or not you should watch it or not. I mean, give it a try if, like, what I said, like, spoke something to you. I mean, it is more of, like, a creature film. Like, more of, like, a creature, like, you know, creepy, gross film. I mean, it's a, I like those effects, like, you know, but in regards to, like, blood and stuff like that, they could have done a little more with it, especially for the film being what it was. But if I had to rate it, honestly, I would rate a 5. I would rate a 5. I mean, a 5 is, like, not a good or a bad film. A 5 is just like, it's okay. 6 is like, okay, it was good. 4 is like, it wasn't good. I'm not gonna say it wasn't good. It just really didn't speak. It could have been better. It could have had a little more depth. It could have had a little more something to it. And it just kind of fell through to me, like fell through the cracks. Didn't really do much. But like I said, heads up, there's a little bit of nudity, mainly just, you know, not a little bit. I mean, it's just her breasts are shown, like, a few times. I don't really have an issue with it, but I know some people do, so I like to give those shout-outs just in case. Like, you know, in case there's children. It is rated R, and I think specifically for that reason, it's rated R. And also, like I said, they kind of, like, sexualize the boy a little bit. You know, they kind of like make it seem like him and the woman are gonna have sort of a relationship, but it's like she is much older than you. Like, I mean, like it would have been fine if he is not a teenager, but he really looks like a teenager to me. However, you know, they are survivalists and they're in the woods, so we really don't know what his age is. He could just be like a 21-year-old person, you know, so let me give him the benefit of the doubt, right? But yeah, I would give it a 5. Give it a try if, you know, you think anything I said anything to you. But let me know how you feel about it, because I do want to see what your opinions are about it. I want to see what you think. If you think that this is something that we should watch, I mean, that other people should watch, definitely not my tea. But let me know how you feel, because you know the email. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope that this one helped you guys. I'm trying to get out these movies and these shows for you so this week you can have a nice spooky Halloween week season. But yeah, I hope this helped. I wanted to knock this one out because I'm like, I have to give the good with the bad. And obviously I wasn't crazy about this one, but I'm like, maybe you guys might like it, or maybe it's like a good advice to like steer away from this one possibly. But I mean, it really is your choice. Just let me know. I will say the cover photo did look interesting, you know, and it sounds promising, but it really wasn't for me. But I don't know. You guys decide and hit me up and let me know at the whyarewetogether@gmail.com. You know that email, whyarewetogether@gmail.com, but it's also in the little notes, in the little sub notes of this podcast as well. I'm going to come back with you with another movie, hopefully. So get a heads up, you know, heads up about that, you know, keep a lookout for it, and watch me, or I mean, hear me on Untethered Radio every day at 4:30. Yes, but thank you for listening as usual. I appreciate you all, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. But until then, why are we even together? Because it's amazing spooky podcast. Okay, bye.